This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A powerful storm is moving into the state today with high winds. At Denver International Airport, more than 700 flights have been delayed so far today. There are high wind warnings and fire danger warnings in effect along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. In the mountains, the same storm system is bringing heavy snowfall and hazardous driving conditions. The National Weather Service has warned drivers to beware of snow squalls. The city of Ouray in western Colorado could take over some federal land. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports a congressional bill to allow that cleared a legislative hurdle last week.
Both the relevant House and Senate subcommittees had hearings on the Crystal Reservoir Conveyance Act. The bill transfers about 45 acres of U.S. Forest Service land around the reservoir, as well as the infrastructure associated with the dam, to the city of Ouray. City Administrator Michelle Metier says the city is dependent on the reservoir storage water, which was drained in January 2024.
We are uniquely positioned to execute the proper repairs and ongoing maintenance of this facility while simultaneously supporting this asset remaining open and accessible to the public.
In exchange for getting the land at no cost, the city assumes responsibility of operating and maintaining the reservoir and the dam. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Loveland, a man is still missing nearly a month after investigators say security footage showed him climbing into a dumpster shortly before it was emptied into a garbage truck. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says 57-year-old Carl Smith was reported missing January 17th. Crews searched the county landfill for 4 days, but did not find him. Authorities are asking anyone with information about Smith to contact the sheriff's office. This is CPR News and KRCC.